Hey there. Welcome to the podcast, You Can Feel Good Even When Life Doesn't. I'm your host, Heather Trap-Routon. And this podcast is really designed to help you be the best version of you today. Not the ideal version, not the perfect version, because we know those don't exist, but the best version. You see, I'm all about helping you take care of the most important person in your life, you. You see, when we learn to show up and take care of ourselves, we model to those around us how to take care of themselves. We actually show up better for others when we show up for ourselves. I am so glad you're a part of this podcast community. Always feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. And hey, if you like the podcast and you like what you're listening to, please make sure you hit like and share so you can share the goods with those you love. All right, well, let's jump right into content today. Hey, everybody. So we're coming up on Christmas Eve weekend, and I thought it would be a good time to kind of just name the elephant in the room. And I want to say that this elephant has been named many times on social media in different ways. And I just want to reiterate the elephant in the room around the pressure of holidays, particularly when the holidays aren't happy. You know, life is complicated and hard and messy and wonderful and great and exciting. And it is always this mixed bag that is handed to us at different times. And, you know, human beings having a human experience on a planet in the middle of a universe that is constantly dynamic and changing is tricky. And I think it's important to talk about it. And I know there are other people who are doing podcasts and talking about the holidays and the weirdness and awkwardness that comes. I thought I'd be intentional in really addressing when the holidays aren't happy. You see, nothing highlights all of the complicated and hard and messy of life more and more vulnerably than the holidays. There is just something about the holidays that somehow makes us feel worse than we already do. Gee, thanks. Am I right? Now, let me be clear what this is not going to be. This is not going to be a podcast about hating the holidays. In fact, I am a huge holiday fan. I love Christmas, especially. What this is going to be is an honest conversation about the reality of life and how that reality intersects with our deep emotional memory around the holidays with a dash of expectations and the often painful results from those expectations. So that's what we're going to talk about today, when the holidays aren't happy. So first, let's talk about our deep emotional memory and how that shapes so much of the narrative in our brain about the holidays and what they're supposed to be like or what they should be like. You know, when I worked with clients regularly during coaching, I would often identify just in the way they say something like, well, Christmas should be, you know, the time for love and peace, or a holiday should be a certain way. And as soon as they use the word should, I would ask them to pause and say, okay, so that's a flag word. So when we use the word should, it's often tied to some internal judgment that we're making, either about ourselves or about how something else is going, that is not in line with what we think it should be, right? And so we're making an internal judgment, which is often associated with expectations. And expectations can be a really big problem because sometimes our expectations are not realistic. However, because the holidays carry such deep emotional memory, it can be really tricky to see how your expectations or my expectations might be more out of alignment than we want to admit because of our deep emotional memory. That deep emotional memory comes from childhood. You know, our earliest years are really when we are imprinted with behaviors, perceptions, beliefs, particularly around bonding with our caregivers and our family and our parents, the people that were responsible for caring for us and nurturing us and providing for us and mostly providing security and safety. And so the holidays from childhood really impact how we show up as adults in our lives. You see, emotional memories of bonding and connecting with those we love, even if it wasn't all wonderful and great, were profoundly strong. And you know, everything always looks better looking in a rearview mirror. Our brain is very good at whitewashing out the difficult parts and remembering the good. The reason why that is the brain is designed to survive. It wants to live. So therefore, when it comes to the past, it's very easy for our brain to just select the good things and ignore the bad out of a desire to survive. Now, what's interesting is when we are in the present tense or the future tense, the brain does the opposite and focuses on the negative rather than the positive. So when we're talking about the holidays and whether they're happy or not, there is always going to be underneath it all, underneath all of those feelings and emotions and challenges that are coming up, this belief that the holidays should be a certain way and the pain that comes from the reality of them not being the way they should be. So when we talk about holidays from childhood, the next obvious thing is talk about holidays as adults. You know, those emotional memories of bonding and connecting with our family and our parents, even if it wasn't always great, dictate a huge portion of what we believe about how the holidays should be. And that is just the way it is. So what do we do? What do we do knowing this, knowing that we have built inside of us unconsciously a narrative of how the holidays should be? And we understand that a lot of that belief and narrative is based on our childhood, where very real emotional memories are stored in our brain of those earliest years of bonding and connecting with our caregivers, the very first people who taught us how to be in relationship. What do we do as adults when the holidays aren't happy, but we wish they could be? That's what I'm going to talk about next and give you a little bit of a hack on how to enter into the holidays with perhaps a new perspective. Okay, I want to introduce you to something called holidays and. I know it sounds really simplistic. I need you to trust me on this. If you listen to my podcasts, you may remember a statement I made a few episodes back, how two things can be true at the same time. Okay. And often two very opposite things can actually be true at the same time. I did not believe this when I first heard it from a therapist years ago. I did not think that was possible because I have a very fixed mindset around how things ought to be or how I ought to be. And so it was very hard for me to accept that I could be opposing things at the same time or a situation could be opposing at the same time. I then did discover out of practice that this is in fact true, that two things, even very opposite things, can be true at the same time. So let's look at the holidays. So the statement I want you to hold in your brain is holidays and then like a blank. So let's look at the holidays first. So the holidays carry a significant amount of pressure for most people, particularly in Western culture. There's this belief that the holidays need to have this purity, this perfection, that we are supposed to love each other the best, that we're supposed to be the most caring, the most generous, the most compassionate, etc. That is a cultural belief that I think the Western culture has. And bless us, we can't help it because we are also a very commercial society, which means the commercials show us all the things what the holidays are supposed to be in Technicolor. And we buy it. We take the hook. And it's so important to remind ourselves that they are commercials. They're not real life. So the pressure comes that, let's say, there's a pressure for perfection, that the Christmas holidays must be perfect. Well, the reality is people aren't perfect. There's this pressure that Christmas means we should all love each other. And the reality is there are people that we don't like even a little. There's this pressure around the holidays if there's supposed to be peace on earth. The reality is there isn't peace on earth. Bad things happen, really bad. And we've all seen it this fall. The atrocities and the tragedies and the things that just happen for being a human on this planet. So given that the holidays create kind of these, you know, black and white thinking, I am learning with you how to do the holidays with a perspective of holidays and. And the and is just what I talked about earlier. The and allows the holidays to be kind of maybe what we think they ought to be and the reality of life, okay? So what this enables us to do is it allows us to recognize when we are getting caught up in the emotional narrative that lives in our head about how the holidays should be. And it gives us a sense of reality that are never depicted in the full picture of the memories we have or the belief of how the holidays should be. So here's some examples. It's the holidays, and I'm sad. It's the holidays, and I don't want to put up a tree. It's the holidays, and I'm grieving. It's the holidays, and it's the first time I've had to go through Christmas without one of my parents. It's the holidays, and my kid is really sick. It's the holidays, and I'm going through a divorce. It's the holidays, and I just lost my job. It's the holidays, and you fill in the blank. That's the real truth. That's the real picture. When the holidays aren't happy, it is so important to be able to name it. So how do we get to holidays and? It's so easy to talk about it. It's easy even to say it out loud, but it's another thing to live it. That's what I'm going to talk about next. All right, so here's some few little tips on how to get to a perspective called holidays and. I know it sounds easy. It's not. It's not easy to hold two opposing things at the same time in your hand because we cannot deny about how our culture impacts our beliefs and our narrative about the holidays, that it's very hard to change because it's so deeply wired in us. So what I'm suggesting we do is not delete that or pretend like that's not real. No, it's real. It's why we get emotional at the holidays. It's why we have a longing for hope and peace and love and all those wonderful things that are very real. It's just we packaged them into the holidays around some very like rigid lines where if anything happens that is outside of those lines, it can feel very scary, overwhelming, upsetting. So we want to say, okay, it's the holidays and I have a lot of narratives and beliefs in my brain about what the holidays ought to be like. And this other thing can be true too. Okay, so here's some tips on how we can get to that place where we are comfortable with saying, okay, I have an unconscious belief about the holidays. It's a narrative. It's something I love. It makes me feel good. And other things are happening that are unhappy or difficult. All right, number one, name the problem, okay? The problem of the holidays, it's not you. I mean, you have your unconscious beliefs, right? Well, yes, but the bottom line is it's really not you. It's just the narrative of the holidays that have been a part of our culture for as long as I can remember. So I essentially want you to take yourself off the hook. You know, the commercials don't help. I mean, who can keep a dry eye with a Publix commercial? I don't know if you have Publix in your region, but where I live, we have Publix grocery stores, and they do the most amazing, heartfelt commercials ever. And the thing I have to remind myself is commercials are sweet, but they are very short movies with perfectly nuanced music and actors and actresses. Like the people in the commercial, I don't care how beautiful it is, they are not in real relationship to each other beyond the taping of the commercial. They're not real. But here's the thing, and this is why commercials work. Our brain doesn't know the difference. So we get further attached to the narrative that we grew up with in our homes because it feels good. But let's be real. So just name it. Name the problem. The holidays have a lot that goes with them, okay? Number two, accept that you're a human being. Human beings, we actually are not designed to be happy all the time. We have a full spectrum of emotions, hence the feeling wheel. If you've never seen one, Google it. That's going to give you a bit more clarity on the human emotional experience. That there is no good emotion or bad emotion. They just are. But we're really not designed to be like happy all the time. And in fact, have you ever been like so happy that you're tired from being happy? You know, it's important to remember examples of good Christmases and not so good Christmases. Like looking back on the history, you're going to be less likely, your brain is going to be less likely to want to remember the bad times, looking in the past. In the future, your brain loves to focus on the negative and not even think about good things. So reminding yourself that, wow, remember that Christmas we went through that illness with Dad and it was so hard? Oh, remember that Christmas? That was the best. We were able to get with the whole family and it was just so great to be with each other. Talking through that is so important. Seeing that circumstances happen beyond our control enables us to be more resilient and also to be more present to the sweet, beautiful, though often short moments of life. Holidays and teaches us how to be a full, real human being, having full, real human experiences, right? Without it having to be a happy all the time expectation. Knowing our limits teaches us that others have limits too. And so compassion is the new lesson. Empathy, putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. When we recognize that we're human and we're not perfect and we're not designed to be happy all the time, it enables us to be present to those who may not be happy at the holidays, even though we really just want them to be happy because we want to be happy, right? Knowing our limits teaches us how to show up for others when they are going through a challenging time. Number three, be gentle and kind to yourself. I know, sounds really kind of ho-hum. We hear it all the time, but it is so important. Gentle looks like giving yourself a place to cry if you need to cry, to hit a pillow if you're angry, to just feel what you feel. Let me give you an example. Recently, we attended a church service, and the hymns often bring up a lot of emotional memories for me. And this one particular hymn, I started to sing it, and then I just started to cry. I don't know particularly why, but it something within me was tapped. Something within me woke up and was feeling all the feelings about family and about my faith and about the struggles that we've been going through recently and the people in our lives who have, you know, passed away and are no longer with us during this holiday season. But what was important is that in that moment, I was gentle with myself. I just stopped singing and I allowed myself to feel what I felt. That was gentle for me in that moment. Now, kindness looks like allowing all those feelings to come without judgment. You know, we are our harshest critics. You know, in that moment, I could have just been like, oh my gosh, Heather, get it together. You're in the middle of church and da 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 da. No. Kindness says, I'm feeling what I'm feeling, and it's okay to feel that. It's okay to feel sad at Christmas. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be angry. It's okay. You know, the holidays are hard when they aren't happy. And a really great tool that I learned from David Kessler, who I took a grief counseling course from, you know, reminds us that, you know, the holidays are just a day. They're just a set of days. And then another set of days comes along. They're not going to last forever. They have a definitive beginning and a definitive ending. And sometimes we just need to help ourselves get to there by enabling us to be kind and gentle with ourselves as we navigate some hard times. But that the holidays are just a set of days, and then they'll be gone. Last, ask for support from people. This is important, that know not to offer platitudes to your sea of pain. But it's Christmas. You should be happy. Look, excuse me. The reality is pain is pain is pain, and no platitude is ever going to assuage that pain that you're in. Asking for support means intentionally asking people who are able to show up for you. You know, oftentimes we think we should go to certain people, and when we do and we don't get what we needed, or we don't get actual presence or someone who just sees our pain and is comfortable being with us in our pain without fixing, you know, we get so hurt and we want to close up. But there are people who are really, really good at showing up for people in their pain. David Kessler, if you'd go to grief.com, he has wonderful grief support groups that are available on Facebook that you can join. Check out a church or a local library for different types of support groups there from different walks of faith. You can call a friend or reach out to your chosen family or community. And if you feel you are a danger to yourself, please know that you matter. Your life matters. And the way you feel right now will not always be so. If you are in danger to yourself, please call the Suicide Prevention Hotline 24/7 by dialing 988. Your life matters. Asking for support is vulnerable and awkward and hard, but it is truly where you can begin to listen to others' experiences and difficulties and challenges and realize you are less alone. And if you hear my voice, know you are not alone. Someone cares. You matter. Please, if you feel you're in a danger to yourself or going through a emotional time, anxious, overwhelming, that Suicide Prevention Hotline offers a wealth of resources and support for you by dialing 988. All right. Well, that's it, everybody. I hope this has been a helpful conversation to really consider, you know, taking the time to reflect on the holidays, particularly when they don't feel happy, when there's things that are happening that don't fit in that perfect cultural vision of how your holidays should be. That it's so important for you to just be able to name that problem, that the problems are culture, right? And that you can accept that you're human, you know, that you're not perfect, and that you're not designed to be happy all the time. And you can practice being gentle and kind to yourself and asking for support when you need it. I just want to say out loud, thank you so much for being a part of this community. I love showing up for you all, and I wish you and your loved ones a beautiful, wonderful holiday season, and at the same time, a holiday season that is full of all of the human experiences and all of the human emotions that come with it, and that you are doing the best you can. Merry Christmas, everyone, and I will see you in the new year. Just want to say thanks for listening to the podcast, and it would be really, really helpful if you would just click follow or subscribe. It really helps the podcast get out there so that people can see it and hear it and listen to it and hopefully get value from it. So I sure appreciate you hitting follow or subscribe and sharing with those you think would benefit from what we've talked about today. It is my pleasure to be kind of a part of this community and be with you as we learn to be our best selves together. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.